Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reba denies dissing Taylor. Tae Young set to join the military in Northwest, first on-camera interview. I catch up with Sexy Red. We reveal who tops this week's Billboard Hot 100, and Lainey Wilson gives her younger self some advice. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Monday, March 18th, and I'm tired from an epic weekend at Rolling Loud. This is Billboard News, so we're gonna break it all down for you. But first, here's three things you need to know. Reba McEntire shuts down rumors of dissing Taylor Swift. The country legend took to IG to post a headline claiming she called Taylor an entitled brat at this year's Super Bowl. She said, "Please don't believe everything you see on the internet. I did not say this. Taylor is a wonderful artist, strong role model, and has done so much good for so many people and the music industry." Country girls gotta stay together. And to whoever runs the America Loves Liberty Facebook account, if you're gonna make up a story about Reba, at least spell her name right.
I'm really excited, and I can't wait anymore. I wanna go to stage, and I want to perform right now.
It feels like just yesterday I was catching up with Tae Young at KCON, and SM Entertainment just announced he'll be enlisting in the Navy to complete mandatory military service starting April 15th. He'll be the first member of NCT to enlist.
If I go back to the Korea, I gotta go to work with my team.
I was ready for him to rejoin NCT, not the military, but we know how this goes. I watch all 7 of my boys from BTS go through it. We got this.
We're at the one and only Northwest. North, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you so much for asking.
Northwest gave her first on-camera interview at Rolling Loud.
How do you feel about coming out with your own album now, and what can everyone expect, and when is it going to drop, because we're all very excited.
It's gonna be great.
Jazzy caught up with Miss Westy to get all the tea on her upcoming debut album.
When is it gonna drop?
Like, I don't know.
Okay, are there going to be any kind of collabs with your dad on there?
Maybe, we don't know yet.
This next generation of artists and journalists makes this old head feel proud. Wendy was right, the children are our future. Monday may not be your favorite day of the week, but at least we've got a brand new Hot 100 to run down. Here's the top 10. With Ariana Grande's new album out and monster tracks from Beyonce and Teddy Swims, who's going to end up on top? This is the Billboard Hot 100 for the week dated March 23rd. Back in the top 10 is Yes And. Zach and Casey slipped 2 spots to 9.
I remember everything.
As Tate McRae falls to 8.
So love yourself, baby, don't get greedy.
Four Bats and Drake blast from 61 to 7.
What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did.
Beyonce is down to number 6.
This ain't Texas.
Lovin' On Me is in at 5.
But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby.
Yeah, and Friends fall from 1 to 4. Beautiful Things is up a spot to 3.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
While Teddy Swims stays locked in at number 2. With the release of Eternal Sunshine, Ariana Grande grabs her 9th number 1 with We Can't Be Friends.
We can't be friends.
Hanging with Hood Hottest Princess Sexy Red. I heard you.
Oh, okay.
I heard you rush from the stage to get back here because you heard it had some good weed. Is that true?
Oh, who told you my business?
You know, we got ears to the street. How was it up on your set? How's Rolling Out been for you?
It was fun. I had fun doing the set.
I mean, now, you know, you're a mama, so how's that change how you approach it in your day-to-day life?
I just try to manage it. Like, I got help, so I manage it good.
You're killing it and looking good while you're doing it. Now, you've been hiding the baby daddy from us. Why is it so important for you to keep this little mystery with every fans guessing?
Because I don't need everybody in my business. Like, why y'all want to be so nosy? Mind y'all fucking business.
I mean, you ain't wrong about that. And then you did the video, though, where you was, like, giving birth in the video. How was it to work with Drake? How was that whole process?
It was fun. I fuck with Drake. He a good person, for real.
Nice. And then, you know, all the fans out here, they're excited tonight. They got Nicki Minaj coming out. You a Nicki fan?
Yeah, I fuck with Nicki.
What would you say is her best album?
Pink Friday. Of course.
Pink Friday, of course. What we got new coming from you? Can we look for some new music?
Yeah, I just dropped Get It Sexy yesterday, so go fuck with that.
Get It Sexy, Get It Sexy.
Yeah, that's my new shit. And then I got some more shit coming.
Well, I saw on your Twitter you was looking for a certain type of man for your next music video. What? Did you find what you was looking for?
Nope. I ain't gonna never find what I'm looking for. I gotta build me a nigga.
Dang, well, you let me know where they doing that at. Thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
I love hanging with Sexy Red. I also love me some Lainey Wilson. We country folk. And we got a chance to hang out with her backstage recently.
Some advice I would give to my younger self is stay true to yourself. Be kind. Roll up your sleeves. It's going to be a scary, scary ride, but hold on tight and keep your people close.
That's it for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow for my interview with K-pop group The Boys. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.